Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and you may hear the waves in the background. We are actually here in on the Gulf of Mexico, and it's always to see the wind, the water, and have a refreshing time. We're going to continue in our final conclusion, hopefully today, for how to pray and to see our loved ones saved. This is lesson number 15 on the session and on the subject. So if you have missed the other ones, you can always go to our website, lifeenrichmentinc.com, and listen to the past subject. Today, we are going to finalize this particular portion on praying for our family members. And today, we're talking about the prayer of binding and loosing and what the Bible says that you are to do in reference to seeing your family and your loved ones saved, and what particular the Word of God says to bind the strong man, how to loose the captivity. The prayer of agreement and the prayer of relief, even from sins. Yes, yes. You can even pray that over your family. But for those of you who may tune in for the first time, our previous chapters and topics and our main core is how we can pray for those we're concerned about, whether it's your husband, your wife, your children, parents, brothers, sisters, relatives, close friends, or even people who may be like family. We discuss how we pray, more than just say God save them and God will do that, because I know many people that have just said God save them and God has saved them, but there's also what the Word says. So we have the principles that are in Scripture, which show us how to be precise in our prayers, and the main emphasis of this topic over the last 15 weeks has been on spiritual authority, and you, yes, you are the warrior priest. If you are the love, if you are the one that saved in your family and you're praying for your loved ones, you are the warrior priest. Throughout the Scripture, there's been no warfare without priesthood. Your role as the priest, having spiritual authority, spiritual right, and the authority of boldness. And then one of my favorite topics was the priesthood of the firstborn. So if you are firstborn in your family, we talk about all the scriptures that relate to the firstborn in the Bible, and then preparing for priestly intercession. So the other specific things we talked about was exercising spiritual warfare, and this is our final session. You as the warrior priest. Amen. How to pray a hedge, praying a hedge of the thorns around the wayward ones, because nothing can get to them if that hedge is there, and praying for household salvation. The last two sessions have been on travailing in prayer and laboring, and today, our final session, and let the Holy Spirit just let us talk about one point. We will end it today. And next week, we will continue on with our other topic, a whole new session on healing and prayer. Today, we're going to have Pastor Starr. She's going to have her the Bible, and we're going to have her look for Matthew 18:18-20. And while she's getting that, we know that the definition of the strong man. Now, I want you to think about today we're going to be tenacious, because we have to get to a point where we're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the enemy taking over our family. And so when you bind the strong man, what does that mean to you? When you bind the strong man, it means to what? To when you think of that, I don't know why, but I just thought about binding somebody, tying them up hand and feet, and putting some duct tape over their mouth. It looked like they'll be bound, but it means to muzzle. It means to silence them, to rebuke them. And God is wanting you to be able to stand as the warrior priest to bind and loose and limit the activity that the devil is trying to put on your family members. They will live and not die. And even God wants you to take authority over the people that in your household where drugs and alcohol and where the enemy's trying to bind these young men mentally. We just saw that we had a young man that was on methamphetamine that killed these officers, mothers, fathers. Find out what your children are into. And even the guy that did the shooting who had called 911 to set up the cops, the neighbor said he was the biggest little teddy bear and the sweetest guy in the neighborhood. They didn't believe it. I don't care if your child is in kindergarten or if whatever age they are or if your husband or your wife, you are to stand in the gap and bind the strong man. And I even do see right now in Jesus' name, we prophesy that somebody that's been praying, yes, praying for their nephew. I hear in the spirit, your nephew is coming out of that situation. He will not go back into the gates of the prison doors. He will not go through the revolving doors. And as you begin and continue to pray for him, that he will come into the fullness of everything that God has. So in binding the strong man over your house, you're rebuking, you're silencing, you're muzzling, you're limiting the activity. Now, we're going to read Matthew 18:18-20, and I hope you can hear me, but I just want you to just see the vast ocean. There's so many fish out there who are right about around our feet, and that's what God is calling you, to be fishermen of men as the warrior priest over your family, that you pray and stand in the gap for them. Pastor Star,
Matthew 18, at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20.
Matthew 18,
we're there, 18 through 20. All right. It reads, "Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them."
Amen. So, your words are powerful. The angels right now, they are ascending and descending from heaven to earth to get to you the things that God has promised. And those of you listen to the session, we talked about weeks on household salvation. That is the promise that you have. But God has put you in the spiritual authority as warrior priest over your family to stand in the gap and bind the devil from interfering. It's not time, as they say, to play as a footsies or to just to be a wimp or to have no backbone, but it's time for you to speak to the devil. You know, I'm always reminded of Hagen saying, this lady kept telling her little doggy who followed her on the bus, and he would come and she'd say, go home, honey, go home. And it wasn't so she said, you go home and you go home now. Sometimes we have to speak direct and with authority so the devil will know that we are not playing, but with the boldness. And we bind the devil, amen, even with our country and the way it's now. It's time for us to step up
because we have family members out there. We have community leaders that are part of family. For us to bind the strong man over our country. Right before I got on this line, I said, Lord, Fox News, CNN, every cable station, secular, Christian, we're going on it that will give us a voice to speak to our young men. You know, my dad was a race riot survivor of the 1921 riot. Over 320 people were killed, but he didn't live his life talking about what happened. It has to be a point where the strong man is bound through love. And even over your household, God is saying, what are you believing for? What are you believing for in your family? What are you believing for in your community? And so God is saying to bind and loose the blessings of God. So you bind the hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. Everything is done with the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, and you bind the hindering forces that your household will be saved and that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you think of the Spirit, I'm looking at this vast ocean. You think of the water. You think of it flowing and overtaking and refreshing, because the Holy Spirit is what's going to cleanse. And I heard some of you might be saying, well, I'm dealing right now with my family, and I'm dealing with love, but I'm dealing with a love that has them to a point where they're out there, and I've just released them. But even while they're released, you may not be the one that's going to minister to them. You can bind the enemy from the strongholds that are around them and ask God to send people into their lives that can minister to them and loose the blessings and the favor of God. Now, what was the other part of that scripture that Pastor Starr said? There's power in agreement. Don't get somebody that's going to say, oh, Johnny's going to be on drugs the rest of his life. Oh, Susie, she ain't nothing and she'll never be nothing. And don't you speak that. But you get people that are in agreement to say that I see your son, I see your daughter, I see your husband being saved, I see your wife coming into the fullness, just like we talked about Hosea on the last scriptures over the past. You know, God has a way of doing it, but he is counting on you as the gap stander, and find someone to be in agreement. So we see that you, as those walking in authority, and this is point two, to loose the captivity. The angels were released on behalf of Peter, right? They were praying for Peter. Rhoda and all of the people, they were praying for him, and he knocked on the door, and the angel told him to come and to move quickly. As intercessors, you have that same authority. But before we go to there, we're going to have Pastor Starr read Matthew 12 and 29.
Amen. Matthew 12 and 29. Or, again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house.
Amen. So we have to what? Tie him up. Don't just let him loose. Just don't play around with him. And I even hear the Lord saying, there's someone that you're in a relationship, even a business relationship. It's a business relationship. And God is saying right now, he wants you just to even to release that, to loose that, because he has something better for you. He's going to take you higher. That has been hindering you from going to where God is wanting you to do, even hindering your finances. But binding up the strong man, the hindering forces, the hindering spirits that will try to come in into seduction, to seduce, to take out, to snuffle the life. You have to tie him up. You have to bind him. I'll never forget there was a relationship I was praying about, and I was like, oh, God. Oh, my Lord, I know this relationship. Oh, God, I know. I just want you to be a part to make it happen. And God said, this isn't it. I saw the man come out of the lake with a boa as a boa constrictor, and his head was of the boa constrictor, and he began to wrap himself around me. And God said, oh, no, you don't get in that relationship. You bind that spirit, because if you don't bind that spirit, it will take, no matter what it is God is saying for you to do, he has better for you and for your family. I'm Dr. Gwyneth Williams. Today we have been talking, and we are talking about household salvation, how to see our family members saved. We're discussing today you, yes, you as a Christian are the warrior priest standing in the gap, and you have the power to bind and loose, unless you bind that strong man, that hindering force, that hindering spirit. You know, I'm reminded of, since we're out here in this water, of the Navy SEALs. When they go in and they're on a mission and they're in the water and they're on a boat, and if their water is, you know, if they're a mission, they go underwater and they may go to this place and sneak in, what do? They're going in to take out the strong man, because the strong man is the one who's giving the orders. And so today we're just believing and we're standing in the gap with you. What is the strong man? When we were at this rally where it was getting out of hand at a Black Lives Matter movement and the police that were detaining too, the Lord what had us to go and talk to the leaders, those that were keeping up all the confusion, because where there's strife and contention, the Bible says it opens a door for every evil work. It doesn't matter if it's gang-related. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, an event or if it's in your household. God is going to show you what you're to bind and what you're to loose so that the enemy won't entangle and have you and your family members all tied up. In the name of Jesus, we're making that declaration. Now, Acts 12 and 7, we're praying today for your family members. To loose the captivity, that the chains will be broken, a bondage. With what? How do you do it? You say what God says. We have had people come to us on Friday nights. Normally wherever we are, we try to get the people to bring their family members together, have dinner, pray. And on a Friday night, we were at this event, and this grandmother brought her child up and said, this is my grandson. And his father told him he didn't like him, and he was a mistake, and he was sorry he was born. Now, how do you think he's going to feel? So how do you deal with this? You deal with it with the word of God. That's how your word and unleashing the Holy Spirit and the angels, and you break the stronghold. You don't speak the lies that the devil is speaking over your children. You don't even speak what the world is saying over your children. But so the point we're making here in loosening the captivity, the chains have to be broken with the words that you are speaking. You have to be so careful with the words that you say, because the angels, they're there. They're moving according to the words that you say in the name of Jesus. And even the words that you're saying that aren't even in Jesus' name, you're still attracting those things that you're saying, because that's how our lives become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you're getting up every day and you're saying, oh, my wife, oh, I don't like her, and she doesn't do this or she doesn't do that, or oh, my husband, you begin to say what you want to see her, you begin to say and expect. And not only that, be what you want her to be or him to be, to set the example. And even with your children, in the name of Jesus. So we're decreeing today, I see right now in Jesus' name that some of the young men, that they will be, even in ministry, God has prophesied over them when they were young, they will be and speak the prophet and speak the prophetic word. They will be engineers. They will go out in the business arena and change the nation. They will have the spirit of excellence like Daniel. Daniel transformed and he decreed laws because he was a man of prayer. And we decree that there shall be a spirit of excellency over your family members. So we're going to read the word of God. How do you fight? With the word of God. How do you fight? With the words that come out of your mouth in Jesus' name over your family members. Acts 12 and 7. Acts 12, verse 7. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Now, this goes back to what? Power of agreement, breaking the stronghold. Even though Peter was a man of God, the enemy was trying to bind him up. He was trying to hinder him. You may feel like Peter. You may feel like you have chains on you. You may feel like you've been in prison. But if somebody on the outside is praying on your behalf, and again, what were they doing? They were in agreement. And the angel said, "Quick, get up." They went past the guards, and what happened? The door opened. There are open doors even for you to go through. The angels are working on your behalf, and Peter didn't even know if it was real or if it was a dream. God is doing exploits for you on your behalf when you're walking in the Spirit and in the things of God. So here Peter's Christian family was praying on his behalf, and when he knocked on the door, Rhoda went back and told the people. And so again, believe what you're believing for, even for your family members. Begin to see them walk in the blessings and the things that God has for them. So the chains were broken, the word of God and the Holy Spirit was unleashed, and the strongholds were broken. Now, one of our very familiar scriptures in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12, we are talking about the power of binding and loosing. It's a corporate thing. And I want you to see this corporately. You know, when I've taken a team, we were going to Jamaica. And we went to a place that used to be called Saddle Mountain Institute. And we had to zip line. And we had to free fall. Because you know what? That'll get you over your fears. And we did it as a team. But I'll never forget, we had to stand up on this barge or embankment. And we had each of our team members just hold their arms out. Every other person put their arms in between, and you were to fall back. Nobody braced or got in a stance. It's amazing what you can do when you're together. It's amazing what you can do when there's the power of agreement. And all we had to do was fall back, and it was almost like us falling back into a bed of feathers. See, when you have people in agreement with you, and that's what we're here today, whatever you're believing for, we are touching and we are agreeing. Even today we came here, we agreed for a parking space at a place on a Saturday where there's few. You can, whatever, if you're believing for a family member, that's the word of God. He says, you and your household shall be saved. If you're bound in chains, there's power in agreement. So let's read Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. The power of binding and of loosing is corporate.
Amen. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Amen. You know, I don't know why I had three visuals as she read that. And one of them was the little old lady in the commercial. Help! Help! I'm falling! I can't get up! Because she was there by herself. Or the other, have you seen the lady? She's in the bathtub and she can't get out of the tub. And she's been there for hours and her daughter comes and she's like, I can't get out of the tub. That's like with us. And even though in our exercise class this morning we talked about strengthening our arms, that's a whole other subject. But in the spiritual realm, we need that spiritual strength, that spiritual enlightenment to corporately pray somebody that's not going to be gossiping with you about what, you know, your family member, or if you, even if someone on the line or listening to this message, you're thinking about separating. Get somebody in agreement with you that can pray with you. I know my sister's been married almost going on 54 years. But her in-laws were married 60-some, so they spoke into their lives. People who have had long marriages, a lot of times they have people that are going to be there to help them in the agreement, not to say, oh, he did this. You know, you break it off or whatever, unless you're being abused or poisoned or something like that. You know, that's a whole nother topic. But what if you're believing for your son or your daughter or your cousins or your aunt or uncles or mom or dad to be saved? Get somebody in agreement with you so that you can come together and believe for the manifestation. See, what we're believing for and speaking for in the power agreement are blessings with the manifestation. Yes, blessings with the manifestation. The other thing I thought about, it says where two are together in agreement, that the other will keep them warm. I know we're talking about our topic here is how to see family members saved, but the point that we're getting at is the power of agreement. That two are better than one. But I thought about an event, it was really tragic. A beautiful lady and her husband got married. And her husband went on a boating trip. And the long and short of the story, he didn't survive. And so I began to look, how do you survive out in the sub-below zero weather if you are soaking wet and freezing? They say most people who hunt have dogs, and they cut that dog open and get inside of it. Now, that may seem horrible to get inside that animal, but sometimes that's a graphic way for you to remember two are better than one. And they say that's you don't want to kill your dog, but you get inside of that body, and that's a way of survival. Today, it's 911. Shoramakaya. Over our country. And that's a whole nother topic. But it's 911 for our families. It's an emergency between life and death that we stand in the gap and not let the devil take our family. We still have several points, and we'll get to this next week. It looks like we're going to continue this session into week number 16. But I want to leave it with you with this. The prayer of binding and loosing. You are the warrior priest for your family. Bind the strong man, rebuke him, silence him, and muzzle him. And we decree that there will be limited activity, that he will not even be able to do anything, that he is null and void, and that the Holy Spirit is unleashed over your household. And every stronghold is broken in Jesus' name, because through the power of Jesus, you have the power to bind and loose and to corporately come together in Jesus' name. We'll finish this point next week. We have two more points, the prayer of agreement, finish all the scriptures, and the prayer of release from sins. Yes, John 20:23. You can proclaim forgiveness. And there's five scriptures that reference that. So until next week, we say success to you, success to the kingdom of God. We're looking forward to hearing the testimonies of your family members coming into the fullness. And remember, you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You are the warrior priest over your household. And the word, sword of the Spirit, is God's word. Speak the word, walk in faith, and remember to pray for our nation. We need a healing. And I know we've gone over, but I want to sing this song for America today. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, and the rivers we walked were gallantly streaming, and the rocket
and hate.